We have another newcomer coming up to the stage next. I'm so excited to hear from Liz Lairmore.
So I'm from Savannah, Georgia, where Forrest Gump was filmed. And this is a story about that. It's one of the most familiar, nay, iconic, images in recent, nay, all of, cinematic history. A clean-cut man in a blue plaid shirt buttoned all the way up, clean cream-colored suit jacket, matching clean cream-colored pants, and running shoes, wielding a box of chocolates, a small suitcase, and an arsenal of life lessons. Sits patiently on a park bench, waxing philosophical to strangers and the air around him as he waits for a bus. It's an image so recognizable and so emblazoned on our collective cultural memory that most people, I think, would admit to having a difficult time seeing a park bench and not thinking of Forrest Gump. It has been borrowed and parodied by such renowned people, nay, artists, as Weird Al Yankovic and Skee-Lo. That bench, that slatted wooden perch from which this special man called Forrest Gump, spins his special yarns through milestone moments in American and world history alike, is the constant and stable location we always return to in a film that travels to China, into Vietnam, into the White House three times, into Bubba's mama's house in Greenbow, Alabama. We always return to the bench. We ourselves become the very strangers sitting on that bench next to Forrest, fully engaged and invested in his life story, moving in just a little bit closer with every adventure. That bench is where a lot of people were introduced to some of these major historical events and personalities for the first time through Forrest's eyes. That bench is important. That bench is significant. I've heard it argued that Forrest Gump is the great American story, which would render that bench itself a piece of great American history, a destination, a valuable artifact to be sought out, visited, and sat on by overweight, shopping bag-laden tourists looking for a cool new Facebook profile picture. But that goddamn bench, y'all, doesn't even exist. A constant source of disappointment to those same aforementioned shopping bag-laden tourists in search of it, the Forrest Gump bench, so prominently and clearly located in the movie, on the edge of Chippewa Square in Savannah, Georgia, is not an actual thing. And it never actually was. Though the city's mossy squares are replete with park benches, they are mostly inhabited by squirrels and the homeless. And not a single damn one of them sits on the perimeter or serves as a bus stop. And while visitors trekking from near and far lament the absence of that bench, that sedentary time machine that took them through China and through Vietnam and to the White House three times, and all the way to Bubba's mama's house in Greenbow, Alabama, most locals revel in knowing that it was just a fucking prop, actually, and often roll their eyes watching families wander around the spot where it's supposed to be, goddammit, looking at their maps and their phones and recognizing the square itself and looking a little bum they won't be able to pose on it, with that box of almost definitely melted chocolates they've been carrying around town with them all afternoon. But if we learned anything at all from Forrest Gump, it's that life is like that box of chocolates, sad, confused tourist stranger. You don't ever know what you're going to get. Forrest prepared us all for that disappointment with that ominous musing. I'll be honest, y'all. I don't actually know if there's a point to this story. But if right now you find yourself, the tourist to this anecdote, trying to locate one, I'll give you the same advice I once drunkenly gave to an elderly couple from Japan wandering around Chippewa Square looking for that goddamn bench, speaking very limited English. Look inside your heart, I said. The bench is inside of your heart. I like to think that couple spent the rest of their trip trying to track down a place called Your Heart in Savannah. Also, that bus, the one Forrest spends at least 2 hours waiting for, is going around that square in the wrong direction. But don't get me started on that.
Oh, man. May we all find the benches inside of our hearts.